Hello, it's Mr. Jeffreon again with another special episode of Mr. Jeffreon's World History Podcast. Second in our series where I ask experienced AP World History students, those who had taken the class, succeeded, been there, done that, I ask them the questions that current AP World History students want to have answers to. New group of students this time, and we did away with the creaky table from episode one. Let's listen to the special music. Yeah. We are here with Christian, Garrett, Jenny, and Tanner to discuss some questions that current AP World History students have written for past AP World History students to answer. So to start things off, I'll just throw out the question. You guys answer it. However, how do you remember the details when taking notes?
You can highlight certain details in your notes while taking them or underline them.
So don't just take notes and leave them there. You should go back and reread them and highlight
them. You should reread them too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else to add by anyone?
Me personally, I like it when I read them multiple times.
Read the notes or read the chapter?
I read my notes multiple times.
Okay.
You know?
What study methods are helpful?
I looked at your flashcards on the website. I studied those a lot, and I wrote them down to help me memorize them, and that's what I found helpful.
Also going on Quizlet, too, and getting the, AP books, like Barons and stuff.
Okay.
Always read the chapter.
Yeah. I also found Crash Course very helpful, the videos.
Yeah.
Okay. Will taking this class help me in college? How so?
Well, you'll have a college credit if you pass.
Yeah, and they treat it like a college course.
And you'll get good study habits.
Good study habits.
Know what to expect.
That's really where I see the value. I mean, everybody always sells the idea that you can get course credit. And yes, you can get World Civilization 1 and 2 at many universities just for this one class. But I see the value in knowing that you have to read, how to take notes, how to study, and really becoming a student, because many people get into college, but only half of those people actually get a degree. So
yeah, and they're taking this class right now as sophomores. They're not even in college yet.
So they should be, by the time they get to their senior year, college ready.
Right.
Let's see, what do you guys have? What does it take to pass this class?
I'll take this one. Well, you just got to get lucky.
That's not lucky.
You have to study a lot to pass this class.
Don't take it as a joke, like Garrett.
Be serious about it.
Yeah, make sure you read the book.
Stay on top of the work, otherwise you will fall behind.
Yeah, work on the essays too, because those are very important.
Essays are what saves you, pretty much. Like, if you don't know your multiple choice very well, essays definitely what saves you.
Any tips relating to this class?
Don't fall behind. Do not, otherwise you will regret it.
Yeah. My helpful advice would be to get in study groups, like me and my dog T-Dog over here, to my left.
He's directly in front of you.
I'm to your left.
It helps.
All right, study groups. Anything else on that? By the way, let's make sure we're speaking loud enough, because some of us are speaking quieter than we normally do.
Oh, sorry.
Even. All right. What was your overall experience with AP World History?
I loved it.
I liked it. I liked the class.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
It was very interesting. Definitely learned a lot. Yes.
I don't know that was the question exactly. I think they were, who knows what they were asking, really. But that's what you answered.
Yeah.
So how did bad quiz and test takers pass the exam?
They cheated.
Yeah.
No, I'm a bad test taker, and I pretty much just stuck with it. I tended to make up my grades through the classwork and with the essays, but the quizzes I did not like, because I tended to get not that good of grades, but not that bad either. But I was never happy with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
One thing I found was to just make sure you read, and then some questions you can just pretty much say, like, that's not right, and you can cross out.
Process of elimination.
Eliminate those answers. Guesses.
Yeah.
Every multiple choice on a quiz is five true false, so you pick out the cross off the false ones, pick the true one. Mm-hmm. What was the exam like?
Hard.
It was easy.
No.
It was okay.
Multiple
some
choice.
Some were easy, some were hard. The essays were difficult last year.
I killed it.
I think one of the things that, and this was a question on here, and I guess you guys did circle it, but I'm going to just skip some questions here. Were you surprised by the exam's format?
No, because we did practice exams from you, and it was pretty much the same thing that was on the actual exam we took, just the content was different.
Yeah. Because some people were bringing up, apparently they've been surprised by the way other exams are laid out.
I was only surprised that they had more of, like, the essay questions, like the reading passages.
And for the multiple choice.
Yeah, for the multiple choice.
Yeah.
There was a lot of those on there.
I think what that question stems from is, I don't know if maybe there's some students that didn't know how many questions and how many essays and all that stuff with other classes that they've taken. But basically, nobody should ever be surprised by the format. By the time we get there, you're going to be very familiar with this particular test.
Yeah, we had already done like three practice exams and stuff. Yeah. I'm sure they'll do the same.
Were you prepared when it came time to take the exam?
I thought I was.
I thought I was too, yeah.
I was very prepared.
Back to the practice exams. Yeah, I felt like those helped a lot.
The practice exams really helped.
Yeah.
Make sure you show up to those.
Yes.
And by the way, people like Tanner saying that he thought he was and Jenny saying she thought she was, they did pass the exam, and that kind of counts for something. Tanner's just mad he didn't get a 5. That's what it is. Should I not put that out there?
I don't care.
Just maybe you got a 5. I don't know.
I got a 4.
All right. Next question. How did you juggle AP World History and sports?
Schedule.
It was definitely a challenge, especially with me. I play baseball, and we have practice pretty much from 3 to 7:30 every night. And it was hard studying and reading every single day, keeping up, especially doing 2 chapters a week. But just stay dedicated to it. Otherwise, you will fall behind, and you're going to regret it, and you're going to fail the class.
Maybe give tips, like before we started recording, you were talking about towards the end.
Towards the end, reading was really hard. I would skim through it real quick, and then I would also listen to the audio notes on his website and watch Crash Course videos, because those were quick, and it was an easy way to study.
And the PowerPoints.
Definitely look at those PowerPoints.
PowerPoints helped us out on the quizzes a lot.
And with the book, you just kind of want to take it in parts. Like maybe read one section a night and then another section another night.
And also,
don't take it all in one.
Another thing that you guys probably do not want to hear if you're playing sports, education comes before sports. And if you start doing bad in your classes, you're probably going to stop playing sports because you won't be allowed to play due to your grades. So be sure to keep up with that.
Good advice.
Student athletes, not athletic students.
Just make sure that you read when you get home. Don't wait till the last day to read the entire chapter while you have like a meet or a game or something.
Don't procrastinate like me and Garrett did.
You cannot afford to. If you're doing sports and this class, you cannot afford to procrastinate.
I did not procrastinate.
I did
at all.
I did, to be honest.
What did you enjoy about AP World History?
I enjoyed everything about it. I loved it.
I like the games we played to study, like the Infernos. That was fun.
We didn't really do the Infernos.
We did one or two. We did two or three in our class.
It was our class, though.
Yeah. That's right.
Remember
I like the review games, like the Jeopardy that we did.
Jeopardy was fun.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, like, right before tests, we do some things like that.
I like the DBQs.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I didn't think the DBQs were that hard.
They weren't.
I like it when we went in groups and worked on the essays together.
Okay, so like the group essays.
I didn't like that at all.
Why?
I liked it.
Because I had to write the whole essay for my group.
Oh, I kind of thought
you were the point man for your group.
Yeah.
So
that sucks.
That can be challenging at times. What aided you in studying for the exam?
I don't know what to say about that.
Somebody on one of you marked it. You circled it. There's a scribble. It's all sorts of stuff going on with
you,
this question.
You can go to like Books a Million and get one of those books, five steps to a five books. Those are very
Barons
helpful.
Book. I have Barons, the Barons book. Barons helped me.
Everybody that bought the Barons book last year passed.
Yeah, it helped me a lot.
And people that got the Princeton Review book, there were nine people. But everybody that got the Princeton Review book, I think, passed also. So I guess those are good books to have. Will this class get easier?
No.
Yes, it will.
Sorry.
Now, but here's the deal. I mean, are they asking this in the spirit of...
Well, it depends how much effort you put into it. Like, mm-hmm. You will get used to it. There's a girl in our class. Her name was Kayla, and she pretty much... Nothing was a challenge during the class. She got a 5, and she had like 100 throughout the whole year.
We're going to record one with Kayla later on.
She put in a lot of effort. I don't think the class was hard to her.
Yeah, it's not like she just out the gate, oh, yes, I know everything about the Abbasid Caliphate, and started circling.
That's Brandon.
That was Brandon.
She put in a lot of work, and if you stay on top of it, it will... I mean, I guess it'll be the same throughout the whole year, but if...
You'll get used to it.
You get accustomed to it, you become better.
You just gotta make a system, and then stick with that, and it'll just...
Once you figure out the system, it's easier to do it. Mm-hmm. Last question that you guys circled here. How long should I study each night?
It depends on your preference, like where you feel you're at and what if your like method of studying like what it is and how good it is.
Yeah. Like reading, I would just read like a section or two a night, which might take an hour.
10 to 15 pages a night.
Yeah. That might
That's what I do.
So we can't even measure it in time, but maybe in work that you should accomplish per night on that. You guys just agreeing with them or anything?
My thing was I just study like 20 to 30 minutes every night, like short little things, so I don't over-exaggerate.
Overdo it.
Overdo it.
You could read and take notes, and then once you're done reading, review your notes again.
Yeah.
Or read the chapter once, then
also,
and then go back and take notes.
Like Garrett saying he read 20, 30 minutes a night, Garrett probably reads a lot faster than a lot of people do also.
Yeah.
Speaking with the seniors, they were like an hour per subject. They were throwing things like that out. And they were all, successful in this class, successful in other AP classes as well. So... there's something to that. Well, those are all the questions that you guys circled that you wanted to answer. I'm going to add one myself, though.
Okay.
What advice would you give to current AP World History students?
Study.
Stick with it.
Read.
Don't slack off.
Just be positive.
And
you can
be motivated.
Use all your resources, because there's a ton of things you can use.
All right.
Have faith.
Have faith. Have faith.
You gotta pray to Jesus every night.
Pray.
All right. So thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. I'm sure my students appreciate it as well. And that is it. There we have it. Special episode 2. I'll probably do one more of these, I think, with different questions for the next group of students. And I'm thinking about trying to get one more with students, former AP World History students who are in college right now. Hopefully I can orchestrate that around Thanksgiving break or so. But until next time, this has been Mr. Jeffreyon's World History Podcast.